The long-awaited return of the Akramam. Okay, everyone with me? Page Lamed, Mem Gimel. Sur Meira Va'ase Tov Inyan Echad. Title of our new piece is Sur Meira, Distancing Oneself from Negativity, Va'ase Tov, and Involving Oneself in Positivity, in Mitzvot Aseh, Inyan Echad. It's really all one Inyan. And what he's going to develop in this piece is the realization that when a person doesn't do an Avera, that's a really big deal. We're used to thinking, do mitzvos. If I don't do an Avera, so I maintain my neutrality. I haven't done something negative. But really, a person has to realize, and he'll prove it to us from Chazal, that when we avoid doing something bad, we're in fact doing something very good. I mean, in the reverse, we know for sure in Chazal. The Gemara says, if you want to do a mitzvah and you're not able to, so you get schar as if you did it. So you intend to do a particular mitzvah, and then something happens, so you get schar as if you did it. Something beyond your control happened. Hashem says, I know that if you weren't interrupted by, you know, whatever that was, you would have done X, Y, or Z. So Hashem gives you the reward. But what about avoiding negativity? Do you get rewarded for avoiding negativity, or do you just maintain, again, sort of a neutral relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So he's going to explain to us that Sur Meira is, in fact, a very positive thing. I want to begin by reading to you the very first piece in the Sefer Yesod Tzadik. The Sefer Yesod Tzadik was Rav Shlomo of Zhvil. Shlomka Zhviler. How do you spell Zhvil? I'll tell you, Eli. Zayin Vav Vav Ayin He Yud Lamed. Zayin Vav Vav Ayin He Yud Lamed. Okay? Shlomo. Of Shlomka, they used to call him. Shlomo of Zhvil. Zayin Vav Vav Ayin He Yud Lamed. Okay? Shkach Eliyahu for always wanting to know how to spell things. Okay, so the very first piece in the Sefer, is called Yesod Tzadik. Very first piece on Bereishis, he says an amazing thing. In Gan Eden, now the truth is, if you read the Pesukim carefully, there was a positive mitzvah in Gan Eden. What was the positive mitzvah in Gan Eden? The positive mitzvah in Gan Eden was eat everything that you're allowed to eat. And then there was a losa say, but don't touch that tree. Or, no, I'm already changing the Dvar Hashem. Don't eat from that tree. Right? Chava changes to don't touch the tree. What was the first thing? Don't eat from that tree. Right? The first thing Hashem said is eat, right? Eat everything in the garden. And don't eat from the tree. But the truth is, the main mitzvah that they had was the don't do. So says of Shlomo Kavishvil, Matzinu b'Torah, Da'akadosh Baruch Hu, Sam es ha'adam ha'rishon began Eden kodem shezachah, v'terem kiyim af mitzvah achas. Adam ha'rishon was placed in Gan Eden. He didn't earn, right? We think about earning Olam Hava, earning Gan Eden, earning a portion in the world to come. Adam ha'rishon was put in that world free. He didn't do anything to earn it. V'lo girshum yisham ad she'aver aveira. And he was only removed from that world for negative behavior. Ki Elokim asas Adam yashar, because Hashem made man straight, and Adam corrupted his ways. Ba'ofen sheyachol teka from yad lekabel shefa b'li shum zchus mikodem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that you don't have to actually do anything good in order to receive the bracha of Hashem. Rak hazihirus melachto. The only thing you really need to do is don't do bad. If a Jew can avoid doing bad, Hashem is very happy with you. Now, obviously, of course, now that we have mitzvahs, we have a Torah, of course we're supposed to do good. But he quotes a pasuk that we'll see that Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter is going to quote as well. In Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Af lo pa'alu avla bidrachav halachu. Af lo pa'alu avla, if you didn't do an avera, avla, you didn't do something negative, bidrachav halachu, then you walked in his ways. If you didn't do something bad, you walked in the ways of Hashem. And that's the framework by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. In Gan Eden, the main thing was don't do something bad. And if you don't do bad, you're fine. You stay in Gan Eden. Hashem didn't give them really positive mitzvahs. Again, Hashem gave them reshus to enjoy all the fruit. And according to some midrashim, that's even seen as a mitzvah. There was a mitzvah to eat the things they were allowed to eat and to avoid the things they were supposed to avoid. But the focus, certainly in terms of the way that we see it, and primarily the way the Chazal saw it, was that in Gan Eden the goal was don't eat from the tree, you're not allowed to eat from. And if you can avoid that negativity, then you're zocha to Gan Eden. So says the Yesod Tzadik, we see from here that it's even more important to avoid bad behavior than it is through mitzvos. We'll have to think about why that is. Again, that's the pashup shot in the pasuk. Sur meira va'aseh tov. Sur meira, stay away from bad behavior. And then, once you've stopped being bad, then asay tov. Then you have rishus to do mitzvos. Because if you're involved in negative behavior and you do mitzvos, the Arizal would tell you you're just feeding the sitra achra. Because that's the Rebbe writes in Derech HaMelech, in his writings on Shavuos. He says that Torah is compared to water. Right? And the Vilna Gaon has a similar concept. But it's a question of what are you watering? If you're a rotten person, right, water allows for growth. Water stimulates growth. So if you pour Torah on top of yourself, well, who are you? Right? Meaning, what is the Torah interacting with? What is it watering? If you're a beautiful flower, then you're watering a flower that's going to grow, it's going to blossom. If you're a beautiful fruit tree, so you're going to water the fruit tree and you'll produce fruit. If you're weeds, and you water the weeds, you're just going to grow more weeds. So it's a question of what you are before you pour the Torah on top of you. So therefore, the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk, Sor Meira, Ba'aseh Tov, means stop doing negative, focus first and foremost, and don't be a bad person, don't go against the Dvar Hashem. And then if you have extra strength after that, then you can even do some positive things. You can do mitzvahs. Now it happens to be, again, Bashkacha Pratis, that we're on this piece on this week's parsha. Because the truth is, the Hasidic way of learning the Pasuk Sor Meira Ba'aseh Tov is not like this. It's mamash the opposite. That's the review of Shem Yishmuel that we've mentioned in the past. When Yaakov is presented with Ephraim and Menashe, and Yosef places the Bechor, who's the Bechor? Menashe, to the right of Yaakov, and Ephraim to the left. And Yaakov, of course, does what? He crosses his hands. With great Chachma, he crosses his hands. What was the machlokas between Yosef and Yaakov Avinu? What was their machlokas? Yosef says, Menashe goes first. Yaakov crosses his hands and says, Ephraim goes first. Why would he give the bracha to the younger Ephraim? So the Shem Yishmuel and many other tzaddikim of Polish Hasidic descent explain as follows. What does Menashe mean? What does Ephraim mean? What do their names actually mean? Menashe, kinashani alokim, Hashem has caused me to forget all of my troubles, all of my woes. Menashe is a lashon of sor meira, right? Detaching from, forgetting. When we make a siyum on a mesechta, we say what? I don't want to forget my learning. Right? I don't want to forget you. I don't want you to forget me. We should maintain, right? Menashe means to forget. Sor meira. Forget. Detach from negativity. Ephraim, of course, is a lashon of. Ephraim sounds like being fruitful. Right? Pri. Ephraim. Producing. Positive. Creating. Developing. So therefore, Yosef, who learned in a very strong way the importance of Sor Meira, running away from Eishes Potiphar, I don't think the Shem Yishmuel emphasized that point, but it could be that's why, suggesting on my own, that's why maybe Yosef thought Menashe is so important. To survive in Mitzrayim, it's a lot of defense. So therefore, Yosef says, Menashe first, then Ephraim. Menashe is the Bechor, Menashe gets the first Bracha. Sor Meira, Va'aseh Tov. Yaakov Avinu looked into the future. And he saw that there's going to come a time when Jews are mamish going to be swimming in a world that's filled with dirt. Mamish, a very dirty and lowly world. To the point that it's going to be almost impossible to avoid negativity. So Yaakov crossed his hands and he said, the right hand, the stronger hand, the first blessing, the stronger blessing goes on who? On Ephraim. Meaning what? How would Hasidus learn the Pasuk Sor Meira Va'aseh Tov? Sor Meira through Aseh Tov. Get away from negative behavior just by doing a lot of good things. If you try to spend your whole time cleaning up the mess, you'll never do a mitzvah. You'll spend your whole life playing defense. Okay? Now we're going to focus today on the Sor Meira aspect. But again, Ba'ashkacha Pratis, we landed on this piece in this week's Parsha, because again, many tzaddikim emphasize, again, Befrat, you find it by Sifrei Chassidus from the Polish tzaddikim. I think the Divrei Yecheskel of Shinov has the same part, son of the Divrei Chaim. Right, the Chiddush Harim, I think, has a similar vart. The Shem Yishuel has this idea that the emphasis has to be the best way to get, right, the way that tzaddikim say, the best way to get rid of darkness is to what? Is not to fight against darkness, but to increase light. So by increasing light, you immediately drive away the darkness. It's the best way to destroy. Instead of trying to chase away the darkness with a stick, right, just turn on the lights. If you turn on the lights, that'll immediately peel back the darkness. Okay? So yes, there is a notion that if I don't do Sor Meira first, I don't really have a right to do Aseh Tov. And again, if I have too many averos and I try to do mitzvos, I'm just feeding the sitra achra with my mitzvos. However, so that's one school of thought. However, many tzaddikim say today, we're not able to, we have too many averos and there's too much negativity in the world to focus on the negative, just do positive. Don't worry about sur meira. But Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter is going to teach us today that a little bit of sur meira is actually a very big deal. And you shouldn't think that when I avoid something negative, okay, so I didn't do something perverse. So I didn't do something against God. That doesn't make me a tzaddik. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter says that's wrong. It's not true. When you avoid something negative, and that takes tremendous strength, as we all know, then you've created something very, very positive. I'll tell you something interesting. I once read in the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach from Zilberstein, in Parshas Mishpatim. He says that the Belzer Rebbe, during Shemitah, used to ask the Hasidim to bring him gardening tools. They said, Rebbe, gardening tools during Shemitah? So he said, yes, I dafka want to have the gardening tools, so I cannot use them during Shemitah. Sur meira. I mean, if I don't have gardening tools, what's the chiddush? I didn't work my field during Shemitah. But if I had the tools, and I didn't use them, so then I was mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem, right? I let the ground rest when I could have and I could have used the tools. What?
It's like a dangerous thing to jump on.
Okay. The Belzer Rebbe, he asked for gardening tools to not use them during Shemitah. It's a chashuv idea. Okay, so now let's look inside a little bit. I'll just tell you one remez. Just to get us started. Not going to have a lot of Ramazim today, don't worry. Just one remez. One remez from the Skolya Rebbe, the previous Skolya Rebbe. He has a Sefer on Chanukah called Ner David. Ner David. And in the Ner David, the Skolya Rebbe says, what's the gematria of Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov? What's the gematria of Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov? Anyone want to do it? Sur is 266. Meira. Meira is 310. So up to 576. Ve'ase, 381. So what is that? 957 plus 17? 974. Anyone recognize the number 974? Tuf, tuf, kuf, ayin, dalet. That's how the Medrash uses it. The Medrash says that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 974 generations, 974 worlds, 974 generations, right, that didn't last. Tuf, tuf, kuf, ayin, dalet is the tuf, right? Tuf is 400, so tuf, tuf, kuf is 900, ayin, dalet, 974. Tuf, tuf, kuf, ayin, dalet, doros, or generations or worlds that existed prior to this world. And then, there were 26 generations from the creation of this world until Kabbalah Satorah. So the Skolya Rebbe says that's what it means. Davar tziva le'elef dor. It says in Tehillim, Davar tziva Hashem, the Dvar Hashem was commanded when? After 1,000 generations. There were 974 worlds before this world. And then 26 generations, that's why we say Ki Lolam Chasto 26 times in Ha'ol HaGadol. That's the name of that parak of Tehillim. Ki Lolam Chasto, Ki Lolam Chasto, Ki Lolam Chasto 26 times. To get to the 26th generation of creation of the world. So 974 plus 26 is 1,000. So that's what it means. Davar tziva to Davar Melech Men. Davar tziva le'elef dor. After 1,000 generations, the world came to be. But what's the pshat in this remez? What's the pshat in the remez? Sur meira v'aseh tov is gematria 974. How would you explain it? In a certain sense, Hashem was sur meira v'aseh tov, right? Meaning Hashem himself. The Rav used to explain, or Salvechik had a very famous, very beautiful, beautiful explanation that he had for this idea of the worlds that existed before this world. Why did Hashem couldn't make it right the first time? I mean, it's an interesting remez that the Skolya Rebbe is telling us, right? Sur meira v'aseh tov. Hashem also had to create worlds which were imperfect, destroy them, and then create a world that lasted. That was part of the birurim. It was part of the removing of the negativity. Right? That was sur meira, getting rid of, again, Hashem made imperfect. What does that mean, though? What's the idea? So our Salvechik said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was of course Hashem could have made it right the first time. But Hashem is teaching us that you have to be comfortable in the world in which you exist. And sometimes the earlier worlds that once were are not better than the world that Hashem chooses to be Mekayim. And our Salvechik said in a very personal way, he said, I grew up learning from Gedolim, interacting with Gedolim. The Rav says, my grandfather was Rav Chaim Brisker. My father was Rav Moshe Salvechik. I met and had conversations with Rav Chaim Ozer, Mamash the Gadol Ador of the whole world in his time. He says, this is what the Rav says, I spent nights, full nights, answering up Rambams with Rav Baruch Ber from Kamenitz. He said, my world was the greatest tzaddik and the greatest gadol and the greatest Tamid Chacham that ever were. And then the Rav said, and then I came to Boston, right? And now I'm with a bunch of Americans who don't know anything, don't know Aleph Beis. But Rav Soloveitchik said, and it's such a beautiful idea. He says, but when I come to the Maimonides school, and I meet a first grader in the hall, and I ask this first grader what he's learning, and he tells me a pasuk of Chumash with a little Rashi, right? The Rav says, I get such an awe from that. Even though it's nothing compared, I sat with the greatest gedolim and explored the entire expanse of Shas. But Rav Soloveitchik said, the lesson of the destroyed world is to teach us to be satisfied in the world you're in. Don't always say, oh, when I was in yeshiva, that's when I was learning real Torah. You know, when I was just learning full time. Now I have to balance work, I have to balance college, this is not real. Rav said, that's a terrible mistake to say. Because Baruch himself went through a process of birurim, to go through different worlds. And you have to be mekabel, whatever world that you're in. Okay, so maybe that's the pshat the scholar Rebbe is telling us. Sur me Rav Asay Tov is Gematria 974, because Kadosh Baruch himself went through a process of removing worlds, so to speak, to get to more refined worlds, to get to better worlds. Okay, now let's read a little bit inside. That's enough introduction for now, and let's read inside. Yeah. There's 26 from Adam Arishon till Kabbalah Sator is 26 generations. It's 10 generations from Adam to Noach, Pirkei Avos. 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. So that's 20. Then Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi. What do we have to? Avraham is generation 20. Yitzchak is 21. Yaakov is 22. Levi is 23. Kahas, Amram, Moshe, 26. 26 generations from Adam to Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is nice, because Yudkei Vavkei, right? Tol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his main name with which he expresses himself through the Torah is also 26. So it's a nice thing. But I like, it's interesting, I'm thinking now for the first time, that Yaakov is generation 22. There's a thing about that also. Avram is generation 20 and 21, 22. Think about what each one represents. 22 is the 22 letters of Torah. So it makes sense. Yaakov, who's the Amor HaTorah, should be connected 22. It's a good Torah number. All right, something to think about. Kol pam sha'adam, let's read inside. Kol pam sha'adam nimna me'asiyas ra uvareach mimenu. Whenever a person avoids negativity and flees from it, right? Boreach mimenu. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, run away from Nevera. Yosef didn't walk away from Eishes Potiphar. He ran away from Eishes Potiphar. Last week was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's yard site. He says an amazing thing. He says, Yosef, you know why he didn't grab back his coat? Remember, with his Paseo Bebigdo, she grabbed his baguette and he left it. And he ran outside. Why didn't he grab it out of her hand? He knows he's in huge trouble. If she ends up with his clothing in her bedroom, Yosef knows he's going to jail. Rechai Shvalevitz develops based on a Ramban. It just goes to show how sensitive, it's hard to understand. Just how far the midos of a Jew, to grab something out of the hand of a woman is not nice. It would have been mean to grab it out of her hand. And Rav Chaim was talking about how only a person of Torah Midos could understand such an idea. To know that he's going to go to jail for this, but to grab it out of her hand would have been insensitive. But anyways, Yosef was smart enough to run for his life, right? That much he knew. Boreach mimenu. To run away from an avera like a fire. Klomar, avodas ha'adam b'sur meira. When a person is involved in avoiding negativity. Harei hi avoda haguna v'chashuva l'boro. Kepu'ula shal asei tov. It's mamish, as beloved in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a person who did something good. A shtik asei tov. Every bit of Sur Meirah has a little bit of asei tov in it, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu cherishes that. V'hu, omek divrei chazal, and that's what chazal is a beautiful pshat he has here. That's what the Gemara is hinting to when it says that anochi and lo yielacha b'dibur echad nemru. What did we hear from Hashem at Har Sinai? Which of the 613 mitzvahs? How many did we hear directly from Hashem? We heard two. We heard two out of 613. We heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, positive. And Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, don't have other gods, negative. Right? We heard those two together. The Gemara says Anochi V'Aliyacha B'Dibur Echad Nemru. We heard both of them directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara know that? What remez does the Gemara bring? Right, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. What's the Gematria of Torah? The Gemara says 611. So 6:11, Torah we heard from Moshe. 6:11 we heard from Moshe. And 2 we heard from God. Anochi v'lo yiyacha b'dibur echad nemer. But what does that mean? What does Anochi represent? I am Hashem, your God, represents all mitzvos haseh. Lo yiyalacha lohim acherim represents all mitzvos los haseh. Shigam kiyo mitzvos haseh shu inyan Anochi. V'gam azihiris me'lavar al mitzvos los haseh lo yiyalacha. Inyan echad hu. It's one thing. It's all one thing. Right? Person shouldn't think, again, if I avoid negative, so I'm just not a bad guy. That doesn't make me a good guy. It's not true. Avoiding negativity is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes. Kamuva, as the Zohar Kadosh says, Sha'anochi kolel, as kol mitzvos saseh, v'lo yelacha kolel, as mitzvos lo saseh. Right? Each one contains, so to speak, within it, all of that which is to come. Anochi is all the positive mitzvos, v'lo yelacha contains within it all the negative mitzvos. And in truth, it's all one thing. Because if you realize that not looking at something negative is the Ratzon Hashem, and not saying something negative is the Ratzon Hashem, just like saying something positive is the Ratzon Hashem. What does the Gemara say? The Talmud Yerushalmi says, just like Talmud Torah connected Kulam, so Lashon Hara connected Kulam. Just like, right, speaking words of Torah is the most positive mitzvah, speaking Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, is arguably the most negative mitzvah. Which means avoiding Lashon Hara is a gevaldic thing. So the Chavetz Chaim writes. Chavetz Chaim writes in Shmiras HaLashon, he quotes from the Igeres HaGra. Quotes from the famous letter of the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon quotes a Medrash. I'm not sure exactly where this Medrash is, but the Gra quotes a Medrash that says that for every moment, for every rega that a person avoids negative speech, he's zocha to what? To a portion in the world to come that no malach or saraf or angel could understand. The Chavetz Chaim says, it doesn't say for every minute of not Lashon Hara, for every hour of not Lashon Hara, for every day of not Lashon Hara. Kol rega. Rega. Like the Gemara says in the Brachos, rega kamemre. Rega means a second. If you avoid speaking Lashon Hara, if you have a piece of Lashon Hara that you're about to share and you catch yourself and you hold back for a second, well, the more so if you hold back for an hour. If you hold back for a second, you don't speak the Lashon Hara. You're zochet to a reward that no malach can even begin to imagine what it is. That's what the Gra writes, B'Shem the Medrash. So when a person thinks, I'm not a jerk, I didn't speak Lashon Hara. No, you're Mekayim an unbelievable mitzvah. By not doing negative, you're Mekayim a tremendous mitzvah saseh through the avoidance of a lo saseh. So that's what he says. Hainu hach, it's one thing. It's all Ratzon Hashem. Hein ba'asiyas mitzvah b'poel, whether I positively, actively do a mitzvah, v'hein b'ham no'os mi'avera, whether I avoid an avera. B'shneim zochem l'kirvas elokim, each one brings me close to God. And like the Pasuk says, Kirva Savokim, Litov. Being close to Hashem is good for you. Avoiding negative is good, and doing positive is good. Okay? Bottom line. Kumo, Shemuv of the Medrash, as the Medrash tells us in Vayikra. Kol Misha Rawa Davar Erva. Turn the page. Ve'enu Zon Einav Mimenu. When a person sees something of Arayos, and he looks away, he doesn't allow his eye to be satiated by it, doesn't allow his eye to enjoy that pleasure. Zocha lahagbil pnei shechina. By avoiding looking at negative, it doesn't say that you spent your whole day looking inside the Shagas Aryeh. It says you looked away from something negative. You're zocha to what? To receive the shechina. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, va'otzem einav mira'os bara, one who closes his eyes from seeing bad, maksiv basrei, what does it say right after that? Melech b'yofyo techezena einecha. Then you're zocha to see the king. When you look away, you're zocha to see the king. It's amazing. There's a medrash. One of the there's a rav who lives in Bergenfield. He's the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Gedol of Tinek. Small yeshiva. Rabbi Roberts is his name. So he likes to quote the medrash. I remember the first time I heard it from him, but he quotes it often. The medrash says that for everything that Yosef did to avoid Esav Potiphar, he was rewarded. Right. So he lowered his head. Paro put a beautiful chain around his neck. Right. He held his hands back, so he was zochet to have the signet ring on his finger. He pulled back his body, so his body was dressed in beautiful begadim. Right? Meaning every bit that he turned away, right? Every part of his body that turned away from Esav Potiphar was rewarded, was directly rewarded. So when a person's able to, again, restrain himself, he's unbelievably rewarded. Umanora, now look what he writes here. Umanora hachilof hagorali. Right? How foolish would it be for a person to trade away the bechor for a bowl of lentil soup, like Esav did. Esav traded away everything. For what? For a bowl of soup. So says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, we're just as stupid. When we trade away all of Haba, when we trade away this reward for a moment of pleasure, that's a stupid investment. That's a very bad investment. Is it worth it to sully your soul for a momentary pleasure? Right, to go play in the mud, which for a minute is fun. Right? When the kid's jumping in the mud, it's fun for a second until the parent walks outside and sees the kid splashing in the mud. And he takes one look at his parents and all of his fun disappears in a second. The parents are so upset that he ruins his new clothing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a guf. Your guf is your clothing. And you dirty it. Right? So for a second, it's fun. But the consequences are too severe. It's not worth it. To trade away an encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is eternal, Be'or Pnei Melechayim, to bask in the light of the Shechina, it's a pretty bad investment. Uliregaim Tivchanenu. Uliregaim Tivchanenu, and for those moments, a person should make a calculation. V'yesh kona olamo b'sha'a achas. What does it say? The Gemara says, yesh kona olamo b'sha'a achas. There are people who acquire their world in what? In a single moment. The Pashup Shad in Shah means a moment, right? A Shah in modern parlance means an hour, right? One decision, or one period of decision. But it's more than that. What else does the word Shah mean? Shah means to turn. Where do we see that? Beharif Ayin. By blinking your eye, by turning your head. Ba'afniya achas letova. By making one turn in the right direction. Shah, he says, is a lashon hataya, is a lashon of inclining, of directing yourself, turning yourself. Such as we find in Bereishis, Al Kayin Vel Minchaso Lo Sha'a. To Kayin and his carbon, Hashem did not turn. So therefore what? Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'a Achas. You could acquire your Olam Haba in one turn. By turning away. By looking the other way. A person acquires Olam Haba. Muva B'Imre Pinchas, as is brought in the writings of Rav Pinchas Karitzer, in the name of the Maggid of Mezvich. Sha'a Yidei Shemefana Panav L'Rega Achas. By looking away for a second. And by having a little bit of strength at that moment of challenge, of nisayon, that he's zocha to the unbelievable joy of again encountering Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'chein ha'yedei kol pa'ula tova hu bona es binyan mochu lachos ben om Hashem. And every good decision that you make is building your mind, which is building your Beis HaMikdash, which again, the Mikdash is the place of encountering Hashem. So you turn yourself, as he's going to go on to explain now, into a miniature Beis HaMikdash. It's mamish a big yeson to realize the power of just turning away a little bit. Just turn a little bit. Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaPrati. Building your personal Beis HaMikdash. There's a nice teaching from the Baal Tanya. Baal Tanya, I'm not sure where it's found. I saw this once in Rav Avram Shor's Halakach V'Liba Van Purim. He says on page 112, he quotes on the Baal Tanya, he says, the Baal Tanya explained, on Purim we know that the mitzvah Hayom is Adelayata. Adelayata. A person should become intoxicated to the point that he doesn't know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. That's obviously a very lofty thing. It's hard to understand. Such a mitzvah. It's a hard mitzvah to understand. Baal Tanya explained on a deeper level, he said, ad lo yada, the point is to be able to what? To reach a level, ad, to come to the point, ad de lo yada, that you know lo, that you know the power of lo. Ad de lo yada, until he understands, lamed aleph, until he understands lo. Until he understands how powerful it is when a Jew says no. When a Jew says no. When the Yitzhara says yes, then the Jew says no. On Purim, which is mamish higher than Yom Kippurim, ad de lo yada, maybe that's the challenge. Can a person enter such a state of intoxication, at the same time be so deeply connected to Hashem that he knows how to make the right choices? That it doesn't become, God forbid, a celebration like the Umos HaOlam when they drink on their holidays, which of course ends in a very different way. But am I able to reach a level, ad lo yada, so I understand the power of love, to understand what it means to be able to restrain oneself? Yeah, the beginning. So let's learn. Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaPrati. How do you build your inner Beis HaMikdash? V'zeh inyan binyan Beis HaMikdash HaPrati shalo. And this is the inyan of building one's personal Beis HaMikdash. כמו שאמרו חזל, כל מי שיש בו דעה, כאילו נבנה בית המקדש בימיו. A person who has das, person of deya, is a person who builds a Beis HaMikdash as if they built a Beis HaMikdash in their times. You know why? Because they've become a Beis HaMikdash. However, what's the concept of das? What's the idea of das? Right, so das usually means connection. Right? But to understand connection, there's a prerequisite for connection. Yeah? V'adam yada eschava ishto. And man was intimate with his wife. Bereishis Perek Dalet. Bereishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Ha'adam yada eschava ishto. What does it mean, Adam yada? It means that he was intimate with her. Right? Das means the ultimate chibur, the ultimate attachment. However, when do we say Havdalah in Shmon Esrei? Which part of Shmon Esrei do we insert Havdalah into? So the Gemara had a whole discussion. The Mishnah, Mesachas Brachos, has a discussion. Of course, we conclude that where do we put it in? Atochanin la'adam das. Why is Havdalah in the Bracha of Das? A person of Das as if they built the Beis HaMikdash. Why is Havdalah in the Bracha of Das? What do Chazal say? Im ein Das, if you don't have Das, if you don't have deep understanding, Havdalah minayin, from where does one come to Havdalah? That's what the Chazal say. I think it's in the Yerushalmi. I don't think it's in the Bavli and Brachas. Maybe it is, I don't know. I think it's in the Yerushalmi and Brachas. Im ein das, if you don't have a das, havdalah minayin. From where does one come to havdalah? What does that mean? Rav Huttner used to say the opposite. Rav Huttner used to flip it around and say, im ein havdalah das minayin. If you don't know how to separate, then how can you attach? Right? If I don't know how to stop doing bad things, so how can I expect to have a deep and intimate relationship with someone else? How can I be connected to my wife if I'm still connected to other people? If there's no Havdalah, if there's no proper separation, then how can I attach? If I'm everyone's best friend, then I'm not really connected to anyone. I have to know, if I want to have real das, if I want to have real attachment, then there has to be Havdalah. That's what he's hinting to here. Through the Havdalah of Sur Meira, a person comes to real das, real attachment. And then a person builds their inner Beis HaMikdash. Let's say Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter explains it. I think that's for sure what he's hinting to here. Das and Havdalah, right? We put Havdalah Atachanantana, we put it into the bracha of das. Because if I don't know how to detach, then how can I attach? And that's what the Arizal would tell you. Sur Meira, if I'm not stopping bad, then I don't have a right to do Asay Tov. How could I be true to Hashem when I'm cheating on Hashem? When I'm not being loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'alkach mitzuva kol adam v'adam Yisrael livnos es beis hamikdash haprati shalom. Every person is expected to work, to achieve das, to build his inner beis hamikdash. To come to such a clear understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasaga b'alokusu yizbarach, das dikedusha, hergoshim adinim ukedoshim b'Hashem yizbarach. That I feel really, really connected in a deep and intimate way to Hashem. Like the Medrash in Bamidbar tells us, das zehakaras habore. Das is recognizing Hashem. When I really recognize something, right, then I can't deny that reality. If it's still, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no, then I could still not be loyal to that idea. But once I've really recognized the idea, once the idea is really true to me, then I can't play around with it anymore. I'll give you an example. Rav Simcha Bunim of Preshischa used to say, an Aveira has to be like fire. When you know, when you have a hakara of what fire is, yeah? When you're makir, the koach of Esh, you can't negotiate with it. Meaning what? If someone says to you, if Simcha Bunim used to say, if someone says to you, I'll give you $1 million, I don't know if he said dollars, but Simcha Bunim, whatever, a million rubles, if I give you $1 million to stick your hand into fire, right? You can't do it. Why? Because your body, your mind, and your body have so greatly aligned themselves with the realization of what happens when a person touches fire that you simply can't do it. Your mind has such an awareness of it, it won't let you put your hand into that fire. You have a great reward, yeah? But the pain of the awareness of what happens when you touch fire is so strong that you cannot bring yourself to do it. So Rav Simcha Bunim says the same thing is true about Averis. An Averis has to be like fire. A Jew has to reach a level when it comes to Averis, not that I'm not allowed to do it, that I can't do it. My body won't respond to that. My body's not able to do that. I think we spoke about this once. There are examples in the Psukim that hint to this idea. So for example, when it talks about eating Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is eaten where? Where is your Maaser Sheni eaten? In Yerushalayim. Right? The Pasuk says, the Lashon of the Torah is, you're not able to eat it in your gates. Lo sucha le'achol b'sharecha. You can't eat it in your gates. Not allowed. Not able. Lo sucha. You're not able to eat it in your home. Really? I'm not able? Who's going to stop me? What, a lightning bolt's going to strike me down from the heavens if I ate my Maaser Sheni at home? What does it mean I'm not able? Tzaddikim see within that lashon of the Torah, you're not able. Because yeah, if the Torah says you're not allowed to, then you're not able. It's so far into me that I'm not able to do it. I'm not able to turn on a light on Shabbos. I'm not able to. Right? Someone says, I'll give you $1 million. I can't. Right? I'm not able to. My body is trained that it's so against who I am that I'm just not able to do it. I physically can't bring myself to do it. Even though that seems irrational. What do you mean? You always have the choice. That's how the Torah wants us to reach such a level when it comes to our relationship with Averus. I'm not able to do it. It's not even a calculation. I'm not cheshvening, should I not? I can't. Lo suchal. It's not possible. I'll give you another example. I think actually Rav Simcha Bunim of Rosh Yisrael says this also. I think Rav Simcha Bunim is quoted by the Ur Gedaliah in Parsha Shmos. When Paro tries to seduce the Mialdos, yeah? Behind the scenes, Paro, we know, is not just trying to get them to carry out his will in terms of killing baby boys, but he wants them to do an Avera. He's trying to seduce them, hoping that maybe he can then somehow get his wishes. So Chazal say, the Lashon of the Gemara in Maseches Sota, is that Paro was Toveya them. Paro offered them, right? Tovu l'dvar Avera. He offered them, right? He made them an offer for an Avera. And the Lashon of the Gemara is V'lo nitbo. They were offered, they were solicited, but they weren't solicited. That's how the Gemara writes it. The Gemara doesn't say they were solicited, but they said no. The Gemara says, Tavu l'dvar avera. He solicited them for an dvar avera, and they weren't solicited. So Simcha Bunim says, it doesn't say they didn't say no. It doesn't say they heard the offer and then said no. But they weren't solicited. It didn't register by them. That's how detached they were from this. Right? When Yosef is being seduced by Eishes Potiphar, the tzaddikim explained by Yima Ein. He refused. He refused what? He refused to do it? No, he refused to even hear her out. He refused to negotiate. He refused to talk about it. We saw that a couple of weeks ago in the Vilna Gaon Shir. Right? Others said he can have it also. La Yima Ein, he refused what? He refused to, he said, let's talk about it, let's think about it, right? She said to him, Leymor Shechvayimi, let's just talk about it. Yosef says, it doesn't register by me. When Paro says to the Mialdos, he solicited them for Dvar Veira. Lo nitbo, it didn't register. They weren't interested in even considering it. That's what it means to have Havdalah. And if you have such a Havdalah, such a clear Hakara of Havdalah, then you can have Das. Then you can have real attachment. Okay, back inside. The more I do and the more I don't do. The more I do positive, the more I avoid negative, the more hakara, the more recognition of Hashem I have. If I don't do mitzvos, and I give in to every taiva, then of course I lose sight of Hashem. When I avoid doing bad, bottom paragraph. Rav Pinchas Koretzer explains in the Imrei Pinchas that when the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chafam at Aleph says, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, Kulu Tanoi ben Nezikin Havu. They only learned Nezikin. They only learned Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. They only learned Seder Nezikin in the times of Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Hainu, Shilimudim Haya bin Yane Nezikin. Says Rav Pinchas Koretzer, what does it mean to learn Nezikin? What does it mean to learn Nezikin? Keita lo li nazik bedvar masurim. The focus in the times of Yehuda was not how do we do mitzvahs, but how do we become the types of people who know how to say no to negativity, to avoid Isurim. Shalolif gom bepat belashon hara. V'lo lifkom, turn the page. Be'inayim al yedei re'ios asuros. Page mem hey, last page of the piece. Right? To learn how not to say negative, to learn how not to see negative, to learn how not to think negative. They focused on nezikin in the times of Rav Yehuda. In the times of Rav Yehuda. Avoiding negativity is a big part of his shita. L'chein al yedei ze ha'yiru'uyim li'hivasha gam al yedei pula katana shal tefila. So when you become the type of person who doesn't do bad, Hashem is very much on your side. You know what happened in the times of Yehuda? What does the Gemara tell us? K'maisa d'Rav Yehuda, d'chad shalif misane take of osi mitra. Anyone know what that means? As soon as he would take off his shoe, the rain would immediately come. The Gemara says there were certain Tanayim, they had to daven and fast and to bring the rain. Rav Yehuda, the second he took off his shoe, which is a sign of Avelis, a sign of Tzara, right? Shasali called Tzarki, my shoes. As soon as Rav Yehuda would take off his shoe to show that he's going through a little bit of a difficulty, he doesn't have everything he needs, immediately it would start to pour if it was a time of a drought. Because when a person is guarded and doesn't do Averos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's a chasher thing. That's a very big deal. Hashem takes that very, very seriously. We learned how what? We learned how the opening mitzvah of the Torah is a don't do. Don't eat from the tree. Look how David HaMelech also opens up his sefer. How does David HaMelech begin to heal him? Ashrei ha'ish, praiseworthy is the man, asher lo halach ba'atzas v'shan. Praiseworthy is the person who doesn't listen to the bad advice of wicked people. Praiseworthy is the person who plays good defense. A good defense is the best offense. Merumas kana chiddush ha'amor. There's an amazing chiddush here. David HaMelech is saying, don't worry about attaching to tzaddikim. Just stay away from Hashem. Dilechore halashon ashrei. Says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, ashrei. If you didn't do averus, ashrei. You're such a ashrei. You're praiseworthy. What did you do so great? Ashrei is matim leinyan shalas sagas hatzlacha ba'asei tov. Ashrei is wow. Ashrei. Ashrei, you got 100 on the test. Wow. Ashrei. Kigon sheyaga b'talmud of alo legedula. You worked hard in understanding the sugya and you achieved. Ashrei. Ashrei is such a person. Ashrei misha amlo b'tov. Ashrei to a person who does good thing. Let me ashrei for not walking in the advice of Rishon. O sheishkia chinuch rav b'no, a person pays a lot of attention educating his children. V'itzliach har be'vara nachas b'amala. And he's very successful. He's very successful in what? In raising his kids in the ways of Torah. That's gavaldik, ashrei. U'kamo kein b'gashmias. There's a gashmias ashrei also. Sheishkia kaspo be'esik mesuyim v'reviachon rav. He invested in Bitcoin when it was 1 cent, and now it's $14,000, and he made ashrei. Ashrei shkoyach. Give him a shkoyach. He did a great thing. He put his money in something and achieved tremendous financial success. Ashrei. That's what we say, ashrei. Shaleim nofel lashon ashrei. A person who's successful, who does something, ashrei. Shu nasa lemushar. Such a person is successful, and their life deserves to be celebrated. But just avoiding something bad. What's the ashrei in avoiding an avera? So, like I said at the beginning, he's neutral. He didn't do anything bad. Good. So he's neutral. What's the ashrei? He didn't achieve anything. David HaMelech is obviously revealing to us a great chiddush. David HaMelech is saying, "Ulam yishlomar." Tizeu chidusha shel David HaMelech alav shalom. David HaMelech opens up, Mamish opens up his sefer with this secret. That what? Sha'achin shayach lomar ashrei. We could say ashrei to a person asher lo asara v'lo halach ba'atzas v'sham. Desur meira hu asei tov gufa. Right? Sur meira is mamish asei tov. Person who sur meira is mamish involved in the world of asei tov. Who revach va'osher gadol. And this is an unbelievable success. It's a very great thing. And he concludes by saying this idea is found even in the words of Chazal. Yerushalmi in Kedushin Parak Aleph. Says the Yerushalmi in Kedushin, Aval kol ha-yoshev ve'ein over avera nosten lo strar ka'usa mitzvah. A person who sits back and refrains from doing an avera, such a person deserves a reward as if he did a mitzvah. Such a person will be rewarded as if he did a mitzvah. Unbelievable. Amr of Avin. Af, this was the pasuk we saw in the Yesod Tzadik. Pasuk in Tehillim. Aflo polo avlo. A person who doesn't do evil, doesn't do negative. Bidrachav halachu. Has walked in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo polo avlo nechshav lehem ka'ose mitzvah. Ba'od, and furthermore, says the Yerushalmi, Asher halach ba'atza sadikim lo kasav kan. David HaMelech doesn't say, praiseworthy is the person who walks in the ways of the tzaddik. Rather, elisha lo halach ba'atzas v'sham. Ki ilu halach ba'atzas tzaddikim. A person who doesn't walk in the way of evil is a person who has automatically treated as if he walked in the ways of the tzaddikim. Ad kan, the words of the Yerushalmi. V'chein b'medrash shir ashirim, kol mi shaba avera liyado v'nitzal mimena, v'lo aso osa. A person, says the medrash shir ashirim, has an avera come his way, and he doesn't do it. Mitzvah gedola asa. He has achieved a tremendous thing. V'hu kedamran, and that's what we've been explaining. Disur meira, hu ke'etzem asiyas atof. That avoiding bad is mamish equal with performing good. And he ends on a very interesting halachic note. He says, where do we see in halacha that removing bad is treated like doing good? Ukedugmas malachas hazmira. Like the malacha of Zomer. What's the malacha of Zomer? Zomer is what? Who?
Separating the wheat
from the chaff? No. It's related to that. Psuki de Zimra. Right, pruning. Pruning means cutting away the dead branches, trimming back the tree. What's the halacha? If you perform zomer, if you remove bad, how do we treat that in terms of Hilchos Shabbos? Zomer, shenechsheves bechlal zriya l'inyan Shabbos v'shrias. Pruning a tree, what? Is considered a positive form of stimulating growth. By removing the dead leaves, by trimming back the branches, it allows the other branches to grow better. So we see that sometimes removing something negative is equated in halacha with regards to Shabbos and Shemitah as if you planted, as if you did something positive for the tree, as if you watered the tree. By removing the dead branches, you allow the tree to have positive growth. What's a chashuv yisod? Sur meira v'aseh tov. Again, let's not forget what we learned in this week's parsha. The parsha tells us that, yes, we have to not only wait, like many tzaddikim explained in earlier generations, to get rid of bad before we're allowed to do good. We have to do good. But again, we also have to gain an appreciation for not doing bad. We have to realize that not doing bad doesn't leave you neutral. It leaves a person with a worthiness of being called ashrei, that he achieved something great. You said, no to your yetzara? That's a chashuv thing. Ad lo yada. You know the power of a no? To be able to say no to the yetzara? To say no to an Ashes Potiphar, to be able to say no to a power who tries to seduce you and offer you a veros, to understand the power of saying no is a very chashuv thing. Okay? Important piece? I think so.